once a month, the sheriff comes in to update us on what's going on with Cook County law enforcement. I want to welcome you in and thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
One thing that I had spoken to you about a couple months ago was a Crime Stoppers line that was in the works, and I guess that's ready to go?
Correct, it is. And we're actually in the process of building up our website also, but there's a link on the website for Crime Stoppers. And it's just an opportunity for people to provide tips for crimes, you know, specifically in Cook County, but it's really a statewide program, and they can be anonymous. And that's kind of really the key with Crime Stoppers, is people can remain anonymous to provide tips on crimes that we're investigating. And they can either do it by telephone, cell phone, website, or they can do it by texting. And, you know, that information, there is a link on our website to gives you more detail. But anyways, the telephone number for that is 1-800-222-8477. So if somebody wants to provide a tip for a crime that we're investigating, that's the number to call. And like I said, they can either do it by telephone, website, or by texting. So anyways, it's just another tool that we'd like to utilize, and hopefully it'll help us solve some crimes that we're struggling to solve.
Mm-hmm. How do you guard against malicious reports or reports that aren't that somebody might be making that aren't true?
Well, you know, that certainly is a challenge, and you know, obviously this is more for a tool for crimes that have already been committed. So you know, you kind of have to review the information received and try and filter out the stuff that may be not very accurate. So, you know, it just takes a little bit of homework to review that information.
All right. Well, let's move on. There's been some thefts around the county, I noticed, in the police reports.
Sure. You know, one that I don't have all the details. I didn't look at the report this morning. I was going to, there was some theft of a large amount of copper from Taconite Harbor there at Minnesota Power, and we've been fortunate here in Cook County not to have too much copper thefts, but that's out there. And mm-hmm. we've also had thefts, we've had quite a few thefts at Temperance River State Park, and it's been coolers. And there's probably been about a half dozen thefts at the Temperance River State Park at the campground there. So hopefully we'll be able to solve those here sometime this fall, because they do continue to happen. Sometimes it's kids that are looking for beer and that, but you know, it seems to be there's a little bit more of a higher activity of theft of coolers from the Temperance River Schroeder area, okay. Those campgrounds down there.
Okay, so for our West End listeners, what was that Crime Stoppers number again?
That's 1-800-222-8477.
That's a perfect one for that.
That's right, perfect.
All right. Also in the West End, unfortunately, there was a death at Taconite Harbor.
There certainly was, and very tragic. On September 3rd, a gentleman was found deceased. They're building a new maintenance building at Taconite Harbor, and at first it appeared that maybe it was just natural causes. 47-year-old man, you kind of wondered if it wasn't, you know, a heart attack or something, but it turns out that it might have been related to an electrical discharge. Which is kind of odd, because it's a new building, and it's not like there's a lot of wires hanging around. But after talking with the medical examiner and also our local doctor here, it turns out you could be impacted by electrical discharge and survive for a few minutes. And so that's all. That's what we can think that happened, is he got electrical discharge and survived for a couple minutes and then went down, unfortunately. So, you know, probably had an impact on his heart. I can only speculate that his heart might have been beating out of rhythm and then ended up going into a V-fib. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately, being there by himself, there was nobody there to try and revive him. So mm-hmm. that's the speculation.
Well, that's a tragedy.
Very tragic, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and he comes in once a month to talk to us. Well, thank you for coming in, Sheriff.
Well, thank you.
And have a great day.
Enjoy your fall.